House Bill 1195, an act to restrict contact between defendant and victim after the commission of assault or stalking.
House Bill 1195, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration and passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, this bill arises from a meeting held in Rapid City among several people who deal in the world of domestic abuse. And one of the problems that was encountered by those people was typically on the cycle of abuse, as you may know, kind of works like this. There's a cool period, and then there's an escalation, and then there's an abuse, and then there's a makeup period, and the cycle continues. And that's an inartful way to say it, but this seeks to interrupt that cycle. Because on a Friday night when the batterer is arrested, he'll go to jail. And our jails allow telephone communications between the batterer and the victim. And that phone call goes about like this. Sweetheart, I'm sorry, it'll never happen again. I'm very sorry this happened. I'll seek counseling, et cetera, et cetera. And sure enough, Monday morning, the complaining witness, who's financially vulnerable, perhaps, and emotionally vulnerable, decides not to pursue the charges. And the cycle continues. This bill simply says one thing. There will be a cooling off period and a no contact period between victim and perpetrator until they're brought before a judge. And in that period of time, all parties have time to come to their senses and make rational decisions uninterrupted by the emotional intimidation that can take place. This bill received strong support from all witnesses who deal with child or with spousal abuse and domestic abuse, and I'd urge your favorable consideration of 1195. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, Mr. Speaker, I have a motion at the desk. It's 1195RA.
Is there a second? Remarks on the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1195 would basically prevent communication with someone in custody both ways. And I think that it's entirely appropriate to prevent the communication. We're probably talking maybe 3 days at the most, over a weekend. I think it's appropriate to deal with the communication from the defendant outside the walls of the jailhouse. But I have to question whether or not it's entirely appropriate to prevent the defendant from receiving any incoming correspondence. We're talking here of just correspondence with the victim or the family or the household members of the victim. This would not be correspondence initiated by the defendant. It wouldn't be a telephone call initiated by the defendant. But I can see where there may very well be times in which some family member may have some sort of emergency. There could be some other illness, death, etc. in the family. And I think that it would be appropriate to have the individual that is being held in custody be able to receive, although not permitted to initiate, communications. And that's essentially what my amendment would do. It would simply say they can't make any outgoing telephone calls, but if someone wants to call them, that would still be an option available. I realize that it's important that we deal with this subject because of the need to ensure that a victim isn't approached by the defendant, by the individual in custody, and persuaded not to perhaps take some particular action. But I think that by absolutely making it an absolute foreboding attempt by anyone to communicate with the individual in custody, that may be going farther than we really need to do to establish the intent of this bill. And I'd appreciate support for this amendment.
Further remarks? Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, could you have the clerk read that amendment? I don't seem to have it.
The clerk will read the amendment, 1195RA.
Representative Hunt moves that 1195 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 4 of the printed bill, delete have or be and insert initiate. On page 1, line 5, delete permitted.
Further remarks? Representative Wilson.
I appreciate Representative Hunt's amendment, but I do not agree with it. Let me tell you why. I considered this amendment myself, and I thought, why should we not allow the wife to call the husband and ask and talk to the husband, or the batterer is probably a better way to put that. And so I posed the question to the deputy state's attorney and the experts who deal with this in the field. They were opposed in the committee to the amendment for the following reason. The batterer calls his mother or his mother-in-law or his brother, who calls the victim and have the victim call me, because he can't call out. He can circumvent it and the call can come in. And then the jailer is stuck with monitoring the phone calls to make sure there's not a problem. The bill, as it's written, unamended, does allow the court to authorize the contact. The last sentence says on line 7, or until such contact or communication is authorized by the court. So if there is really an emergency back home, communication can be made. The experts in the field, the people who deal with this, oppose the amendment because they know how it can be circumvented, and I would urge you to respectfully decline the amendment and then go on and pass the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House is the Hunt motion to amend 1195RA. Those in favor of that amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion fails. Further remarks on House Bill 1195? Hearing none, the question before the House is the final passage of House Bill 1195. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representative Snocticle, Dan Sutton, Cohen, Michaels, and Feakin. Representatives Feakin, Michaels, and Cohen. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 61, nays 5, absent 2, excused 2.
House Bill 1195, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.